with Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches. You know, the most important coach your kids will ever have, drumroll, is Lou Holtz, Barb.
Hey, I love Coach Lou
Dr.
Holtz.
Lou.
Dr. Lou, Dr. Lou. But, you know, more importantly, it's really all about you, moms and dads. You are going to be your kid's very best coach. And sometimes, Gary, we pull back and we think about great athletes and great coaches and how did they get there? Was it because they were so great? Was it because they were in shape? Was it because they were so tall? No. Oftentimes it's because they might have been too small, they were slow, they couldn't make it any other way, so they became a coach. But they were the best coaches because they had the attitude that decided that they can do it, or that they would do it, or they could inspire others and encourage their belief in others. So when I stand back and I think about being a great family coach, as each one of you are, a mother and a father, you have the capacity to breathe new life into your kids, to give courage when they're discouraged, to build them up and believe the best in them because you know their can-do, you know their ability, or you know it's in there somewhere, and you're determined to bring it out. That's why, Gary, we are talking about today, you as a mother and father are your child's most important coach.
You know, Barb, so often we look at sports heroes. I mean, you just say the word Lombardi, or you say the word Halas, or you say the word John Wooden, or you say the word Wayne Gretzky, who's the great hockey player. Here's what he said. I wasn't naturally gifted in terms of size and speed. Everything I did in hockey, I worked for, and that's the way I'll be as a coach. You know, Barb, there's something when you take these iconic coaches that many times were excellent at the sport, but many times weren't. But they're strategic, they're intentional.
They worked hard.
They work hard,
yes.
and they are focused on bringing out the best in their players. And you know what, Barb, we can take that world of coaching in sports and drill it down into coaching as moms and dads. And as America's Family Coaches, we want to coach you how to do just that today.
We do. It takes commitment because oftentimes we become a parent and we're going, now what do I do?
And you, where's the manual?
Or maybe you've been a parent for 10 years and you're going, now what do I do? We're going into pre-adolescence. It takes time. It takes commitment. It takes hard work. It takes learning how to drop to your knees and ask a holy God to give you wisdom and skills to get back up on your feet and do the job as a parent. And so today we want to encourage you as a parent coach to unlock that potential in each one of your kids. Why? Because they are all different than one another. And are they worth it? Positively. And just about the time you've got it all figured out, hey, they are gone. They're off graduating from college and they're getting married. And you're going, how in the world did we get it done? Well, it's because you relied on God when you were in those places of challenge and you didn't know what to do. Every one of us as parents have said we have been there. So we're here to encourage you today to be your kid's great family coach.
So how do you tap into your child's potential as their coach? Barb, coach away.
Give your child unconditional love. That means you love your child beyond the way they're acting or they're behaving or they're mouthing at you or they're disrespecting you. You're going to deal with that head on. But you can't take away the love. The love is who they are. It's not what they do. The love is multiplying, even though their behaviors are so challenging. You multiply that love. You multiply it. You never take away the love.
Well, Barb, it's the agape love that Christ has for us. And when we agape our children, it's full of grace. It's full of mercy. You know, even though their behaviors are driving you up a wall, you know what, you love them and you're showing that unconditional love. And we don't give up on them. We love them through their stuff because our job is to shape them for adulthood so that they can bring glory and honor to Jesus Christ themselves.
And that's our second point. Tell them out loud daily and strategically, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let a day go by without telling your child, I love you. They need to be reassured. They need to be reminded. There'll be days they'll say, I know that. But there are other days they'll be craving it because they'll feel like they didn't please you, or perhaps they feel as though you've withdrawn your love. Keep telling them over and over and over again, I love you.
You know, honey, number three is to watch the tone of your voice when you're interacting with your kids. I remember research at Yale University years ago studied the three parts to communication. 55% of a message was the tone of your voice, 38% was the body language, and 7% were the words. Mm. So even though our second coaching tip here is to tell them we love them, if the tone of our voice is not congruent with that message, then the tone of the voice and the body language, secondly, will invalidate the words. So it means we've got to bring the patience, as hard as it is to bear, to show them with our tone of voice when we're speaking to them that we really do love them, mm-hmm. that we're there for them, and that we are drawing out of them the potential that God placed in their hearts.
That next point that we want to make sure we hit is number four, and tell them what you love about them. Be authentic. Name it. I mean, there have been days, Gary, you say, you know, Barb, I love you. And I will look at you and say, well, what is it you love about me? In other words, I need to hear specifically. I need to be reminded. I need to be encouraged with what those traits are in my life that you love. I need to hear it shouted out. And if I do, then every kid from mothers and fathers that are listening do as well. Every one of us need to know exactly what traits that we have are lovable.
You know, honey, so often I'll ask a dad, hey, how's your daughter doing? How's your son doing? And they usually answer in two arenas, academics and athletics. Now, I'm all for academics. I have a doctorate degree in counseling, 11 years of college, and I'm all for sports and athletics, although I was the star on the seventh grade basketball team and got cut in eighth grade. And I've been in therapy over that ever since. Not really. But you know what? Those are not great indicators of what you're passing on to your kids. And so what we need to do is look at their character. We need to look at their maturity spiritually. We need to look at their compassion and their love and their grace and their encouragement to others. So accentuate those, identify those, bless those, speak those into your kids, and watch you be a hand, I think, under God's hand to draw the potential out of them.
And our last and final coaching tip for you is number five, let your child take chances.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Gary, this really comes back to the parent. If a mother and a father are secure, they can release more to their child. Mm-hmm. Let your child, we're not talking about being reckless by any means, but we're talking about encouraging your child to try something new, maybe a new sport, maybe, you know, a new major, perhaps new friends, maybe a new kind of job or a new kind of career or to study overseas. But your children need to know that you confidently believe in them. Sometimes I think that parents can keep strings tied back to their children because it's more about a payoff for a mother and father holding them way too close and holding them back. And yet we can be going against the way that God shaped our children, purposed our children, because we've got to release our children to God first so that God can grow them into their purpose in this world for a hope and a future, as Jeremiah talks about.
You know, Barb, this is maybe the extreme example, but we just this year heard Gabby Douglas, the women's gymnast for the Olympics in London in 2012. And she's living in our hometown of Des Moines, Iowa, staying with some good friends of ours in their home because her gymnastics coach, Coach Chow, lives in Des Moines, Iowa. And she went to her mom a few years ago in Virginia Beach and said, I need to move to Des Moines to be trained by this trainer so that I can go to the Olympics. And you know what? Her mom believed in her and believed in her potential. And you can imagine what that's like to release your child. But we got to see her because she attends our church living here in our community and got to see the incredible impact and influence that this young woman has and now is an Olympian. And what an incredible story to get to watch. Now, your child may not be ready for the Olympics. Your child may not be ready to go overseas. But what are you doing to let them take chances today? Again, don't be reckless, but let them begin to experience what it means to not only have roots, but also to have those wings. Your job is to coach them and to join with God in releasing them. What do you think about today's topic? Go to AmericasFamilyCoaches.com to join the conversation.